We're glad you could join us today for the Concepts of Faith broadcast. This program is dedicated to teach you how to put the Word of God to work so that it will make a positive difference in the everyday circumstances of your life. And now, here's Charles Capps.
I want you to open your Bibles, if you have your Bibles, to 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, and let's read from verse 3. The Apostle Paul says, I was with you in weakness, in fear, and in much trembling, and my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Howbeit, we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of this world, nor of the princes of this world that come to naught. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God hath ordained before the world unto our glory. Now here in 1 Corinthians, the second chapter, the Apostle Paul is talking about, I didn't come to you with man's wisdom, but I came to you speaking wisdom among them that are perfect. In other words, he said, I was speaking the wisdom of God. How many of you know there's a wisdom of the world and there's a wisdom of God? Paul is talking about operating in the wisdom of God. And he said, howbeit we speak wisdom among them that are perfect, yet not the wisdom of the world, nor of the princes of the world that come to naught, but we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory, which none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Well, I guess not. If they had known it, they wouldn't have crucified Jesus, because all they did was planning, and on the third day came up. You know, Jesus said himself, except a corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abideth alone. But if it die, it bringeth forth much fruit. Now, one of the worst things Satan ever saw was on the day of Pentecost. If it wasn't bad enough that Jesus rose from the dead on the day of Pentecost, there was 120 poured out of the same mold that Jesus was. And Satan couldn't handle one man led by the Spirit, much less 120. And if that wasn't bad enough, before the day was over, there was 3,120 just like them. And they've been growing ever since. Isn't that good news? Satan can't handle the born-again, Spirit-led child of God. But now he can handle worldly wisdom. Now listen to what Paul says. He comes down to verse 9 where he says, but as it is written, well, let's back up and read verse 8 with it. For none of the princes of this world knew, for had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither had it entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Now, how many times have you ever heard people quote that scripture out of context? Well, you know, you just never know what God will do. The Bible says, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. So you just never know what God's going to do. Oh, but you will, if you'll read the next verse. Notice what he says here. I have not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. Now, what is he saying? By the natural five senses realm, it didn't come by worldly wisdom of reading it in a book, being taught it by some man. But he says, as it is written, I hath not seen nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for them that love him, but God hath revealed them to us by his Spirit. Now, see, when you recognize what he's saying, he said, God reveals the mysteries by the Spirit of God, the things that are hidden from the world. Now, go with me over to Matthew's Gospel, the 13th chapter. You know, the Bible says that the things that are hidden belong to God, but the things that are revealed belong to us. Isn't that right? Now, notice what Jesus says here concerning the things of the kingdom. He has told the parable of a sower. Now, we begin with verse 9. When he had finished up with the parable of the sower, he said, "Who hath ears to hear? Let him hear." Well, now, how many have ears here? Everybody has ears, but not everyone has ears to hear. If he has ears to hear, let him hear. In other words, you could hear a sound and not hear a thing. Not get anything out of a sermon. You could know there was a noise going on up there and not be listening to anything. But you see, he said, "Let him that hath ears to hear, let him hear." And the disciples came and said unto him, "Why speakest thou to them in parables?" And he answered and said unto them, "Because it is given for you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but unto them it is not given." Now, why wasn't it given to them to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven? Because they didn't have ears to hear. Now, they had ears, certainly, but they didn't have ears to hear. They're looking through the natural wisdom of man. God reveals these things by His Spirit. We're talking about revelation knowledge coming by the Spirit of God, not man's natural wisdom. Now, if you follow on over to the 14th verse here, he's talking about the things that Isaiah prophesied. "And in them is filled the prophecy of Isaiah, which saith, By hearing ye shall hear, and shall not understand, seeing ye shall see, and not perceive. For this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing. Their eyes they have closed." Now notice, there is a scripture. In one of the other Gospels, it's quoted that he closed their eyes. Here it says, their eyes they have closed. Now, this word closed is from the Greek word that we get our word squinted from. Now, that means if you walk out into the light, if you were in a dark room, you walk out into the sunlight, you know, you have to squint your eyes. The sunlight is so bright, you're not used to it. So you close your eyes. You squint your eyes at the light. Now, this is the way Jesus is using this. Their eyes they have closed because they were so used to darkness. When the light came, they closed their eyes. God didn't do it for them. They closed their eyes. And you see, if we're not careful, we get indoctrinated with religious tradition and our doctrine of our church. And I like something T.L. Osborne said one time. He said, when you get indoctrinated, you quit thinking. And when you quit thinking, you're in trouble. You know, all some people know about the Bible is what they've heard that somebody said they thought they heard somebody say about it. They don't really know what it says. But their eyes, he said, they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears and should be converted, and I should heal them. Now notice, he said, if they'd do these things, he said, I would heal them. Now what we need to realize is that God is all in favor of the people having their eyes open and having revelation, understanding of the Word of God, and for you to know what God has prepared for you. He's not trying to hide it from you. He hid these things in the Word of God for you. He said, it is given for you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of God, or the kingdom of heaven. It's given for you to know it. God wants you to know it. He has not hid it in the Word or hid it from you. He hid it in the Word so you could find it and it be revealed to you. But it does not come by natural book learning or being taught it by some man. It comes by meditating the Word of God and allowing the Holy Spirit to reveal in your spirit what God has said in His Word. Can you see that? See, God's not trying to make it hard on us. He's trying to get us in a position where the Holy Spirit can reveal it to our spirits. Now, Jesus said the Spirit of truth, when He has come, He will guide you into all truths. He will take of mine and show it unto you. Now, that comes by the Spirit of God. You've seen people that have gone to seminary after seminary and Bible school after Bible school, and they came out being indoctrinated, but did not know a thing about the revelation of God's Word. See, we're talking about the mysteries of the kingdom of God, or the mysteries revealed by the Spirit of God. Now, I have not seen it. These things that Paul was preaching, he said, I did not see it. He said, I did not hear it with my ear. It did not enter into my heart by the means that other things do. But he said, God revealed it unto me by His Spirit. The Holy Spirit revealed it to Paul's spirit. Now, this is why it's so dangerous. When you become indoctrinated to some church doctrine and don't compare it with the Word of God. We're talking about the wisdom of God that comes by the Spirit of God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
God bless you. I do appreciate you joining us for the Concepts of Faith broadcast today. Before I leave the broadcast, let me remind you that our offer this week is CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. And I believe this series will be a blessing to you because we talk about the manifestations that come by the Spirit of God. In 1 Corinthians, listen to what the Apostle Paul says. But as it is written, I hath not seen, neither hath ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man, the things that God has prepared for them that love Him. Now, if you stop there, you miss what Paul's trying to get over to us. Let's go ahead and read. But God has revealed them unto us by His Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God. Now notice, Paul said, the thing that hasn't been revealed to the natural mind, God reveals by the Spirit of God. Now, God reveals these things to us by our spirit. Now he goes on to talk about in verse 11, for what man knoweth the things of a man save the spirit of man, which is in him. So he's talking about the human spirit. Even so, the things of God knoweth no man but the Spirit of God. Now, he tells you the human spirit knows all about you. God's spirit knows all about God. You get those two spirits together and you've tapped the source of all knowledge. Hallelujah. Now, we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. In other words, God reveals it through His Spirit, by the Holy Spirit. That's CD offer number 7235. It's called Manifestations of the Spirit. Two CDs for $15 plus $4 postage and handling, a total of $19. We have a toll-free order line, 1-877-396-9400, 1-877-396-9400. Until tomorrow, this is Charles Capps reminding you, the enemy is defeated, God is exalted, and yes, Jesus is coming soon.
To order the product offered today, call 1-877-396-9400 or write Charles Capps, P.O. Box 69, England, Arkansas, 72046. A complete list of CDs, books, and DVDs are available online at charlescapps.com. Through the website, you can listen to this radio program again and subscribe to our podcast. This broadcast is sponsored by Charles Capps Ministries and our listeners in this area.